Chapter 15. Captives. I told Friday that we must make him a boat at once so that he could return to his people. He looked suddenly very grave.
"Why you angry mad with Friday?" he asked.
I told him I was not angry with him at all. I only wanted him to be back to his home and his people. "Don't you wish to be home?" I asked.
"Yes, yes," he said. "I wish we both there. No wish Friday there without you."
"What would I do there?" I asked.
"You teach," he said. "You teach Friday."
I shook my head. "You should go home and leave me alone as I was before."
"No," Friday insisted. "You save Friday. You know one Friday. You kill Friday."
At this, I realized how seriously Friday took his duty to me. I urged him no more to leave, but we began work on a boat big enough to carry both of us to Friday's homeland. I found Friday to be both a skilled worker and an able sailor. We had a tidy craft and plenty of practice. We planned to leave after the rainy season. Right at the end of the rainy season, we awoke to learn Friday's enemies had returned. When I saw Friday's fear, I decided that this time we would not hide. With guns against their arrows, I was certain they would soon lose interest in the fight. So we headed toward the beach to scout out the situation. A man lay upon the beach, his hands and feet tied. He was a European and had clothes on. Now it was not only Friday's countrymen for whom I fought, but my own. Friday and I opened fire on the captors. Friday proved the better shot. We shot many and wounded still more before taking up our muskets and running to the beach. I raced to the European and Friday followed. He fired upon anyone who stood too close. I cut the ties that bound the man and asked him in Portuguese, "What are you?" He responded in a whisper of Latin,
"Cristenius."
I asked what country he was from.
"Española," he said.
I gave him a piece of bread and a drink. Then I handed him a pistol and sword for his defense. Either the bite of food or the weapons rallied him. He flew upon his captors like a fury. The enemy was in a complete panic from the gunshots and offered little resistance. Though weakened from his time as a prisoner, the Spaniard still managed to bring down three of his captors. In the end, the beach was littered with bodies. We spotted four running for a canoe, though one was clearly wounded. They paddled hard away from the island. Friday made two or three more shots at them, but still they paddled on.
"We take boat," Friday called to me. "Not let them go."
I was concerned that they might return with their tribe and overwhelm us, so I agreed. I ran to the canoe and jumped in. Someone was already there. Another captive lay bound hand and foot. I immediately cut his bindings and called for Friday to come and comfort the man. I gave him a small sip from my bottle and the man revived enough to sit up. Friday took one look at the man's face and began whooping with joy. He hugged him and kissed him. Then he laughed, cried, and jumped around like a mad creature. Finally, Friday calmed enough to tell me this was his father. He rubbed his father's swollen wrists and ankles. I turned my attention to the Spaniard. Both captives were too weak to make the long walk back to my fortress. I suggested Friday paddle the canoe up the creek with both men. To my amazement, Friday carried the Spaniard and put him gently into the canoe, beside Friday's father. Then Friday paddled faster than I could walk upon the shore. Once he reached the spot closest to my settlement, he left the men in the boat and raced back through the woods. As he passed me, he said,
"Go fetch more boat."
This he accomplished so quickly that he had both boats at the landing spot in the time it took me to reach there. He lifted the men gently out of the boats, but there we were stopped. Though Friday was amazingly strong, he was growing tired. He could not possibly carry two men to the fortress. Together we fashioned a kind of stretcher to lay the men on and carry them between us. Still, when we reached the outside wall of my settlement, we could go no farther. We could not carry them in, and they were in no condition to climb ladders. We built them a tent right against the wall and covered it with old sails. We made them beds of rice straw and blankets, and there they recovered.